Mendes for goal! And finishes off the PSG victory!
Mendes est lancé, Nuno Mendes habite, Nuno Mendes passe devant Cuadrado, le tir! Oh, il est bon celui-là! Le but de Nuno Mendes!
Oh, what a world-class save from Gianluigi Donnarumma!
Magnifique! Vitinha, la finition clinique!
Hello and welcome to PSG Review, the show ready and raring to go as the proper season is less than 1 week away, also known as the show having more than an overlook to all that's happening. Let's try to understand what it all means and not to be too clickbaity, but I do promise one possibly quite unpopular opinion in this show, but we will get into it all. My name is Mikko and you can follow PSG Review online, Twitter and Instagram at PSG Helsinki, or email me your thoughts, questions and anything else that comes to mind, that is psghelsinki@gmail.com. After our previous episode, which I recorded with Lee Davy last week, I received quite a strong pro Kylian Mbappe opinions, which of course is fine, even though I would argue that we were very even-handed with his situation, as I've tried to be all along despite my frustration and even disappointment of how things have gone. But it's always good to hear from you, and please feel free to make contact. And you can also, of course, like, rate, review, subscribe and share these episodes with whoever might find them of interest. That's always nice when you do that, and many thanks if you already have done it, and many thanks to you that you are listening to right now. I will never take that for granted, but let's get into it all. We have some very exciting topics to cover. This summer has been as busy for PSG transfers as it has been bad weather-wise for me, where I am trying to cover from a minor flu having been rained on one too many times. Beside the new manager, Luis Enrique, who I trust is staying in Paris despite some Spanish journalist falsely claiming that he could have already had enough, we have of course Milan Skriniar Marco Asensio, who was improving a lot towards the end of the preseason, I must say. We have also Lee Kang-in, who got back on the pitch on his home turf in South Korea after an immediate injury in the first training match at the training center earlier this summer, and he seems to have hit it off with Neymar already. Then we have Manuel Ugarte, who also seems like an interesting prospect and something that our midfield has lacked, and that of course is a proper number six, that's what he is. Lucas Hernandez is a solid defender, we know that already, as long as he can stay fit. Shendur, he has impressed me a lot so far. The immediate observation of course with him is that he's quite a bit taller than most of our midfielders, but he's also very technical, active in pressing and always looking for good progressive passes forward, which I like. He's also brand new under-19s European champion with Italy, and I guess the consideration with that is that he has hardly had any holiday this summer, but he might not yet be a starter anyway. In my opinion, he's a very useful player in rotation, especially in Ligue 1 where the midfields are often very powerful. Then we got backup keeper Arnau Tenas from Spain, and now as I'm recording we are waiting for the finalization of Ousmane Dembele file, as well as Gonçalo Ramos from Benfica, and we are also very strongly linked with Randal Kolo Muani as well. That case will require a little bit more work still, but it seems to be on its track, fairly good, solid track, but nothing is confirmed. But right now the things can also move incredibly fast, so who knows what the situation is by the time that you are even listening to this. There's been quite a lot of concern around Dembele and his injury history. That of course for us is a bit of a trauma from the recent handful of years, especially since we always seem to miss several key components of the team once the really big matches arrive during the months of February and onwards. But I have chosen to be optimistic about this. I choose to be optimistic not just with him, but with Neymar, Hernandez, Skriniar, Nuno Mendes, Nordi Mukiele, Kimpembe, and all the others who have a bit of a history or recent injuries, because I can't really influence these things, so I might as well hope for the best. Because injuries are of course tricky things, and some players get more of them than others, but then nothing is guaranteed in life, so we can only hope for the best. You can sign a player with no injury history whatsoever and it can still backfire sometime later, so I'm hoping that Dembele will have a good time with us. And of course Gonçalo Ramos has been my favorite striker option out of all the alternatives that have been mentioned, so that excites me a great deal as well. If indeed Randal Kolo Muani would join us, and after a great performance in the last friendly by Neymar, the interesting showings by Ekitike, of course there's some interest in him by others, and he's not kind of locked into this team, so we can't be 100% sure if he will stay, and I don't mind if he does. I quite like him. Asensio has also been finding his rhythm, and I would say that we have done quite a good job strengthening our attack, midfield of course, as well as defense, and I would say that for once we are not as dependent on any single player. Of course, they will all make a huge difference, and absence of any key player will be a problem, but I feel like we haven't had this kind of depth or balance in a while. Let me make an example of our left-back situation. If we are lucky, we can rely on Nuno Mendes once he is back, but then we also have Lucas Hernandez, who can play there on a very high level. Serif Naga is young, very exciting prospect, even if not quite ready yet, I would say, but he is an option. And of course, we have Juan Bernat still, and so far there hasn't been any strong links for his departure either. When Nordin Mukiele is back, Hakimi is also able to change sides, and we don't really even have to get into Levin Kurosawa, who I wish well, but elsewhere, not in Paris. Having defensive options also centrally means that even if Ugarte couldn't play, we could actually have Marquinhos as six. Now, I don't necessarily expect that to happen, but it could happen. Theoretically, at least, and for attack, Lee Kang-in is sort of talked about more as a midfielder for the most part, but he certainly is another attacking option. So I feel like we have reasonable depth. Not necessarily world-class players queuing up for every single position, but you know, it's not alarming, not like it has recently been. So one big question is, will there be a team spirit? Difficult to know what the mood exactly is in the locker room right now. There are a lot of new faces. Spanish seems to be the big language, including the coaching staff, of course, and new friendships are being formed, which is, of course, always a beautiful thing. And, of course, there is a massive elephant in the room with the number 7 on his shirt, and many might have varying feelings about him and his situation, even during the preseason. If things were not complicated enough, the young Mbappe brother was in the squad in all of this. And he, by the way, he's a very promising player. I don't think he's yet ready for a full first team action, but I do think it's important that we all treat him like an individual, his own person, and not an extension of his family, whatever you might feel about them, whether it's good or bad, whatever it is, he is his own person. And of course, the difference with him is also that his relationship with our club starts from a very young age. He is one of our own academy players, and he has grown up in PSG. But in all of this, we have a squad with quality, and at the end, they are all professionals. They know what their job is, and I trust and I hope that Luis Enrique can make the magic happen, not just on the pitch, but also in the locker room and training center, because the season is about to start. 1 week from today, the new Ligue 1 campaign starts for PSG against Lorient at Parc des Princes. Lorient played their last friendly on Saturday against Bournemouth. They lost that match 2-0, but so far this preseason, they have beaten Le Havre and Nantes and drawing with Concarneau. Their squad has players like Romain Fèvre, Bamba Dieng, Benjamin Mendy, as well as Adil Aouchiche and Eamon Carrie, who are familiar to us, of course, from our youth system. The last 5 matches between these two clubs, PSG and Lorient, both have won 2 and drawn 1. Lorient haven't been an easy opponent, not at all. I think that my memory is that whenever we have played against them in recent years, it's always been a little bit tricky. And like I said, they have won a few of those matches as well. We still, of course, need to finish a bunch of business in terms of few new recruits who won't have much time to get into the team. We'll see if any of them will make it in time to be in the starting 11 of this match that is coming. And then there's, of course, the big Mbappe question also. It would appear that he won't play no matter what. Who knows about this future? I know neither the short nor the long term of it, but more of that later on in the show. It will be an important to start the campaign well after a very up and down preseason, but I'm confident that when we put the best available 11 players on the pitch, Enrique can figure it out. Our first 6 matches of the campaign are, like said, first home against Lorient. That is this coming week's on Saturday evening. Then we are playing away against Toulouse, who are, of course, defending Coupe de France winners that we are going to play in Trophée des Champions, which now I think is going to be around the New Year's time. Then we are playing against the league on runners-up Lens at home. OL hasn't been doing too well recently, but I think that it's never an easy match against them, especially as we are traveling on the road that match. Then we are playing against Nice, which is a solid team. And then after that, it's Le Classique against Marseille. So we need to hit the ground running. This early run can make or break the season. Of course, there's many more matches after this, but we need to be well positioned after this run, because after this also the Champions League group will start, so there'll be an extra demand then. So we need a strong start and clarity on the pitch. No time to mock about, and to be absolutely precise about the schedule, we will play our first Champions League group stage match just a couple of days before Le Classique at the Parc, so that might up the stakes a little bit also. PSG isn't always at its best straight after the European nights, but of course this is still the early part of the season, and of course our southern nemesis has also had to deal with their own European matches, starting from the qualifiers, which in recent seasons have been costly for Monaco. At least ending up third in Ligue 1 can sometimes be a little bit of a kiss of death, if that's not too dramatic turn of phrase, because it will force you to play these qualification matches early in August, and that impacts the preseason and certainly the early part of the season as well. But enough about them, as for now we are only waiting for the actual season to start. And while, like said, it will be demanding a start, and like we all know, this summer has been busy with new recruitments, it's also been overshadowed by the Mbappe saga, but we have to trust that within the squad as it is, we have tons of value and quality despite all the changes. Times are indeed changing in Paris. This moment does have a distinct sense of it being an end of an era, or rather beginning of a new one, and perhaps it is. But of course, change isn't something that simply has happened or something that will happen. It is something that is constantly happening all around us in all sorts of ways anyway, and it just feels right now that we really are in the thick of it because of what's been happening with Kylian Mbappe. His departure, which I think could be before September unless things don't work out and we get into an unpleasant season with him either on the bench or being whistled on the pitch, depending on to what degree the club is actually willing to sideline him in the absence of a sale. This is all speculation because there could easily be a sale, although Real Madrid is likely to not make a huge offer or make it in time that we all would wish. They're not here for us, which I understand very well, and reports are suggesting that within the club there's no consensus if Mbappe should play in the absence of departure. Apparently Luis Enrique and Campos say that he should, and Nasser Al-Khelaifi is against it. So that's something that casts a bit of a shadow of melancholy over this team, but it's not so much even about the player himself, because PSG has had great players and will have them in future, and even right now we have them. Of course we have great players, but with Kylian Mbappe it's more about the death of a dream that we mourn. Those of us who do mourn it, because there was a chance, even if it was ever so fleeting chance, but a chance nevertheless that he could have played his career in Paris and representing us and the team of his hometown. That's a sort of sentimental angle to it, but it's a very human to feel these feelings. I'm certainly feeling them, but of course, at the same time, I know that it was always a long shot that he would have been with us forever, even perhaps until that 2025 that the shirt said during the announcement of his extension a little bit over a year ago. But the way that this is happening right now is not only quite sudden, but it's a kind of way that leaves a very bitter taste in my mouth. The last extension, the one just mentioned, was an extravagant one, and perhaps he was put in a position that it made it easy for him to feel that he is in fact bigger than the club, or at the very least, the biggest within the club, and that he might have been the biggest within the club, but no one can be bigger than the club. I feel certain sadness about it, mainly about how this could be ending. It could have been done in so many better ways, but perhaps we flew too close to the sun with this. I feel this is both a good and a bad thing, because lessons need to be learned, but there certainly is a lot of cognitive dissonance around this. There's two conflicting thoughts present in my mind about this the whole time, although it was the great American author F. Scott Fitzgerald, who also lived in Paris, of course, in the 1920s, who said, "The test of a first-rate intelligence is the ability to hold two opposed ideas in mind at the same time and still retain the ability to function." And function we must, however our intelligence would rate, even if that functioning is only barely sometimes. And of course, there are also many people who look at this in a more straightforward manner, taking one side or another. But it's okay to not celebrate this. I certainly don't celebrate this. We have come to this point, and whatever is the form the situation will take in the near future, it didn't go as anybody planned it. Not even Kylian himself. Even if he would have thought that he can do what he wants, he didn't perhaps consider the consequences of his choice, and now he has to live with them. And the change isn't just about him. He isn't the only person involved in this, because there's been talk about Marco Verratti wanting to leave to Saudi Arabia, whether he will or won't, and even the possibility to sell Marquinhos has been mentioned. I don't know to what extent that was grounded in reality, but it was mentioned, and there could have been interest from the Saudi League to him, but not so much reportedly from him to that side. But change nevertheless is ever present. We are in the square one of something again. Like so many times before. We have had players coming and going, but Verratti has been present for over a decade, and we are now in a peculiar situation if he should leave. It's a big if, but if he would leave, the only PSG players who would have been longer in the club than Neymar would be Kimpembe, Kurzawa and Draxler. Of course, then Marquinhos, who seems to stay put, and I guess we can all sort of agree that the futures of all these others in Paris aren't cast in stone either, but change is natural, and it's not a bad thing. Now the latest news is that Luis Enrique would see Verratti as a key part of the squad as long as he's in his best form and behavior. We've been talking a lot about the change now, and what I would hope for is that the change would be controlled change, as far as it can even really possibly be. But what worries me a bit, I must admit, is that we are currently seemingly in a position where we are reacting to the change, not driving the change. And perhaps this is just the Mbappe situation where we don't really have that much muscle, but a lot is happening at the same time. Like, for instance, the fact that as things stand, we will get into the new season without the top two scorers of the last season. And that's 61 goals last season between Messi and Kylian in all club competition. And I'm quite excited with the prospects of our incoming forward. But nevertheless, these are very big shoes to fill. 61 goals is a lot of goals. And goals are what counts in the end. And right now we need people who will score them. And I trust we are getting the players who can score them. But of course it will also take a while for our attack to kind of start finding each other and all that stuff. So that's why when I was talking about that we need a good beginning for the season, well, we need to be ready, and maybe more ready than we actually are. And I hope that between our various options, we have those scorers, and I trust that we do. And another aspect that worries me sometimes is that we are losing a lot of experience, certainly, especially if Marco Verratti should leave. And like I said, that's nowhere near to be happening, but it is a possibility. Because we have lost and might lose players who have been playing in these big matches, who know what the pressure is all about. I love having the young players in our squad, don't get me wrong, and I want them to shine, to gain experience and surprise us all in the best possible ways. Much like, for instance, Warren Emery has last season, and I trust that he will continue this season even more so, but there needs to be a balance between young and more experienced players, and that experience does not necessarily have to be within our team, but there needs to be some somewhere on the pitch, and we will still have, of course, players like that. I mean, Danilo, Lucas Hernandez, Milan Skriniar, they all have experience. Donnarumma has experience, and there are a lot of others. I mean, Marco Asensio could go either way in terms of his level, but he does have experience. And of course, Marquinhos is there, and Verratti, who is not gone yet, even if in all fairness, their experience isn't entirely positive either. They've been present during some dark moments of our recent history. So it's not as straightforward as that, but change is inevitable. It is constant, but we must have it happen in a more controlled manner. And it's also fair to remember that in life, nothing is permanent. Everything changes, and the only things in life that we seemingly can't escape are death, spring injuries, and the club presidency of Nasser Al-Khelaifi. I was already talking about Kylian Mbappe, as I have been talking about him more than I wanted this summer, but as his situation is out in the open for now, I think it's good to be pragmatic. Emotionally, we feel a lot of hurt, sure, but at the same time, what if he isn't sold during the summer? Well, what then? The fighting talk is that he will be sidelined for the entire season, not part of the Champions League squad, all of those things, to be benched. And I can see why. Because him trying to force his departure as a free agent next summer while insisting on staying in the club for this season, it's a big problem for the club, and he isn't bigger than the club. That's clear, but purely pragmatically, it would be insanity to not use probably the best football player there is on this planet when you have him and when you pay an astronomical salary to his bank account. So what are the options? To make a strong point, send the strongest possible message to everybody. Or to say that while this is nonsense, we have to use all of our available resources and he is one of them if he stays. It's a kind of ego versus logic conversation. There's something to be gained by sending the message, especially since the club has gone so far down the line of accommodating these stars and giving them the moon on a stick. So in a way, as a strategy, this would be correcting that, but would it be an overcorrection? Is there any other way to do it? I know prides have been injured and egos have been stomped on, but in the final analysis, does anyone need a gesture of this size? I mean, mind you, this would be really big gesture. This is benching the best player on the planet for a full season to take a full year away from his potential input to the world of football. I mean, we do what we do, but this would not be forgotten quickly by the people in general. It would be very extreme. Listen, I'm not happy about this, not even a little bit, but my opinion is that until the end of the transfer window, so in real terms, 1st of September, he can rest and a sale can be worked on. But after that, I would really, quite begrudgingly, get him involved with the team. Like said, what's the balance? Difficult to say. What are the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats of each option? I mean, Neymar wanted to go to Barcelona in the summer of 2019 and he became very unpopular. And we haven't forgotten that, but it was then for him to win the fans back. If Kylian was involved back in action, in case where there was no sale, like said, this is all hypothetical, it's all speculation, but then he would have to face the fans at the Parc des Princes and it would be for him to shut everybody up. It's an uphill battle, but this is what he has chosen. He has wanted to stay and leave for free. Then, in that case, it would be for him to lie in the bed that he has made. While the message in benching him is very strong, it would also very possibly bring us a year of negative attention. Maybe years of negative attention, which we are, of course, used to as it is. But like said, is there more to be gained by benching him? Or is it just an angry reaction when we can't get what we want? Or is there more to be gained by making it clear that we are not happy, but we need to cut our losses to minimize the damage? I have spent a lot of time in my feelings about this, but my personal final analysis is that we need to be pragmatic. Just like I was saying, that we need to be the ones driving the change, to have some agency in it. And it's also good to be practical about this. And there's a chance that he will leave already. So then it's all going to be moot point. And perhaps this conversation should only be had if it doesn't happen that he leaves. But at the same time, and you may disagree, and that's okay, but I'm of the opinion that we should not have to go overboard with pride. It's good to be proud, but there won't be an extra trophy for having the biggest ego either. As football fans, quite often project all of our life's frustrations to our teams and what is happening around them. And I think there's no problem with that so long as we are somehow aware that this is what we're doing. But as upset as this thing makes me, I'd say that in the absence of sale, let the best players play. He might not leave Paris as a hero, as so many have, but that's between him and the fans. As fans, it's for him to live with. And for us, punishing him, it won't heal us. It won't have that power. And as much as I'm for a good principled stance, and as much as I personally believe that he has disrespected the club with these games that he's been playing and compromised this summer to some extent, certainly, and as much as I don't beg friends, I'm also not sure I want to get too emotionally invested in Nasser's power struggles and insecurities. We have very wealthy people trying to one-up each other, and that's something I don't want to give my energy to. I don't want to be drawn into the machismo of it all. And to continue briefly about Marco Verratti, if Marco Verratti should go, and there is a case to be made that if he's even considering going to Saudi Arabia at this point of his career, that is a red flag for us. Should we have players whose motives are like that? A very good case could be made that we don't want them. So if he will go, and that is still a big if because the offer that was reported was very underwhelming, but if he goes, I hope that he can be given a good send-off at Parc des Princes, as he has been carrying the shirt of our team through thick and thin, through the sickness and health, and he has, in my mind, fought for this badge enough to warrant a wonderful goodbye. And if it comes to that, I hope that he gets his flowers. That's all for now. The season is soon starting next Saturday. Like I was talking earlier, we are playing against Lorient at Parc des Princes. And then it's a new time. Will be interesting to see what kind of starting lineup we will have. But I would guess that it would be something along the lines of Donnarumma in goal, back four with Hakimi, Marquinhos, Skriniar and Hernandez. Midfield with Ugarte, Verratti or Vitinha and Che Emery or Ruiz. And in attack, Neymar, Asensio and perhaps Ekitiken. Of course, Gonzalo Ramos and Ousmane Dembélé are possibilities, but let me leave out of them from my prediction for now, since at the time of recording, they have not even been signed properly yet, even though it looks quite good that they will be indeed. And perhaps by the time you are hearing this, who knows, they could even be announced, because the club wants to move very quickly to be ready in time for the new season. But anyway, that's a decent 11, so let's see how Enrique Ball will really start when it matters. Pre-season friendly are nothing to stress about. The real deal starts in less than a week, and those points will count until the end of this campaign. More next time on PSG Review. My name is Nico. Thanks for listening, and do like, rate, write a review, share and subscribe to this show if you enjoy it. Take care and fingers crossed for good news in these coming days and weeks. Allez Paris. Peace.